So it being the spookiest of months, I figured there's no better way to introduce myself than to read a scary story. I'll be reading The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving. And let's see who comes first, me or the Headless Horseman. Ichabod, who had no relish for this strange midnight companion, and bethought himself of the adventure of Brom Bones with the galloping Hessian, now quickened his steed in hopes of leaving him behind. The stranger, however, quickened his horse to an equal pace. Ichabod pulled up and fell into a walk, thinking to lag behind. The other did the same. His heart began to sink within him. He endeavored to resume his psalm tune, but his parched tongue clove to the roof of his mouth. Fuck. He could not utter a stave. There was something in the moody and dogged silence of this pertinacious companion that was mysterious and appalling. It was soon fearfully accounted for. On mounting a rising crown, which brought the figure of this fellow traveler in relief, fuck, against the sky, gigantic in height and muffled in a cloak, Ichabod was horror-struck on perceiving that he was headless, but his horror was still more increased on observing that the head, which should have rested on his shoulders, was carried before him on the pommel of his saddle. His terror rose to desperation. He rained a shower of kicks and blows upon gunpowder, hoping by a sudden movement to give his companion the slip. Fuck. The specter started full jump with him. Away they dashed through thick and thin, stones flying and sparks flashing at every bound. Ichabod's flimsy garments fluttered in the air as he stretched his long, lank body away over his horse's head in the eagerness of his flight. They had now reached the road which turns off to Sleepy Hollow, but Gunpowder, who seemed possessed with a demon, instead of keeping it, made an opposite turn and plunged headlong down to the hill on the left. Oh, fuck. This road leads through a sandy hollow, shaded by trees for about a quarter of a mile, where it crosses the bridge famous in Goblin story, and just beyond swells the green knoll on which stands the whitewashed church. Fuck. I don't think I'm gonna make it. Oh, fuck. As yet, the panic steed had given his unskillful rider an apparent advantage in the chase, but it just... He just got half way through the hollow. The girths of the saddle gave way, and he felt it slipping from under him. He seized it by the pommel and endeavored to hold it firm, but in vain, and just in time to save himself by clasping old Gunpowder around the neck when the saddle fell to the earth, and he heard it trampled underfoot by his pursuer. Oh, fuck. For a moment, the terror of Hans Van Ripper's wrath passed across his mind. For it was a Sunday saddle, but it was no time for petty fears. The goblin was hard on his haunches, and the unskillful rider that he was, he had so much... As he had maintained his seat, sometimes slipping on his side, sometimes on another, and sometimes jolted on the high ridge of his horse's backbone with a violence that he verily feared would cleave him asunder. An opening in the trees now cheered him with the hopes that the church bridge was at hand. The wavering reflection of a silver star in the bosom of the brook told him that he was not mistaken. He saw the walls of the church dimly glaring under the trees beyond. He recollected the place where Brom Bones' ghostly competitor had disappeared. I lost my place here. If I can but reach that bridge, thought Ichabod, I am safe. Just then he heard the black steed panting and blowing close behind him. Oh, fuck. I don't think I'm going to be able to finish this story. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. I'm gonna try and keep going. Just then he heard
Oh, I read that part already. Another convulsive kick in the ribs, and old gunpowder sprang upon the bridge. He thundered over the resounding planks. He gained the opposite side, and the Ichabod cast a look behind to see if his pursuer should vanish. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Last a little longer. If you don't know how the story ends, Ichabod does get attacked by the Headless Horseman, and his body is never found, though it is theorized by the town that he just ran away and that it was Brom Bones pranking him the whole time. But I guess it's up to you to decide. Oh, my ears are ringing. Happy Halloween.